Tina's here. Tina Kumarianis, you're very welcome. Tina, thank you. And before you forget, the thing you were telling me about the walk in Avondale.
Oh, yes, that's right. Thanks, Declan. Yes, I've been asked to mention a lovely walk. Next Sunday, it's the Ballinacore Community Project are holding their annual candlelight walk for all the family next Sunday, November the 20th, beginning at 5:30 till 7 p.m. It's €15 per car or €5 per walker in Avondale Forest Park in Rathdrum. You know, it's a magical atmosphere. I was there last year, hundreds of candles to light the way along the different paths. But I do suggest you bring a torch and wellies, you know, in case it's a bit muddy underfoot. It's a lovely family-friendly evening with loads of people who turn up. And there's refreshments served afterwards. So it's well worth the trip to Avondale Forest Park next Sunday evening, 5:30.
Very good.
Lovely.
Okay.
I'll be there.
All right. We watch out for Tina. Dear Tina, I have a daughter. Now, I'm very anti-tattoo and my daughter is very aware of this. When she left to go to college, I told her that as long as I was paying for her school, she was not allowed to get a tattoo. Since I was paying, she followed my rules. When she graduated, she got a part-time job and started her master's, which she is paying for. She apparently went out and got a tattoo of a butterfly on her shoulder. That's about the size of my fist to celebrate. I didn't know about it until about 6 months ago when she finally mentioned it. I absolutely hate it. I think it's ugly and horrible. Now my daughter has asked if she can move back home when she finishes her course, and I have said if she wants to live here for free, she has to cover that tattoo in my house. My daughter is pushing back and doesn't want to budge. I've told her she can find other living arrangements, but I know for a fact that she doesn't exactly have many other options because of the shortage of money. Do you think I'm being unreasonable?
Listen, I've been there. I partially understand where you're coming from. As 15 years ago, my daughter, Susie, got a large tattoo of my face on the inside of her upper arm. I was horrified when she revealed it in a restaurant, and I told her so, and she looked absolutely crestfallen. Luckily, my wiser, younger friend, Jane Matthews, was there to point out to me that not only was it an incredible compliment, but she could have tattooed something really hideous on her arm instead. It was then I realised that I was a dinosaur and I really needed to get with the programme. So you're wondering whether or not you're unreasonable to try to control your grown-up, responsible daughter who has done you proud by graduating from college and then gone on to find a part-time job and to do her master's. The truth is, whether you like it or not, she's an adult who can make her own choices. And yes, I accept you're disappointed that she made the choice to get a tattoo, but using controlling language over such an insignificant thing, with all that's happening around us in the world today, climate change, wars going on, what do I really think? I want to come and live inside your head for a while where there's obviously no real trauma or everyday problems going on, where you have the time to muse on whether you'll throw her out of the house to alienate your daughter enough over something so trivial that she might decide to cut all ties with you. There are so many things in life that are so much more important than a tattoo, and what you must remember is she's an adult, it's her body, and it actually has no effect whatsoever on your life going forward unless you want it to. It sounds like she has a very good head on her shoulders. She's bright and is trying to make something of her life. Interesting that the tattoo she chose was an extremely inoffensive butterfly. Where do butterflies come from? They emerge from the all-engulfing chrysalis, spread their wings and fight freedom. Maybe in her subconsciousness, she's sending you a message. You should be very proud of her and delight in her achievements instead of fixating on a butterfly. Imagine if she got a tramp stamp on her bottom. You'd be awake at night wondering whose eyes were on it, since she clearly couldn't view it very easily for herself. If you persist with this line, next you'll be writing to me saying, I have no idea why my daughter doesn't talk to me anymore. My advice, get over it.
Right, I have to agree with you. Okay.
I think so. Sure, everybody has tattoos these days. I'm amazed by some of the people that do have tattoos. People I would have thought were a bit old-fashioned, and suddenly, hey-ho, there's a butterfly or something else crawling around their skin, you know. A lot of people have them now.
Dear Tina, my sister and I think our brother is taking advantage of our mother, but we don't know if we should get involved or not. And he's a bit of a bully, and being the only boy, my mother's favourite growing up. He had a very successful career, which allowed him to buy a house with no mortgage, but he's been unemployed for about 2 years. He is single with no dependents and is now close to retirement. He has cried poverty to our elderly mother for several years, and she's been giving him a monthly loan. I happen to know he has plenty of money in the bank and has other assets. At this stage, my mother is very worried about her finances, but when she pointed out to my brother that he could sell his house and be financially secure, he told her he would drive off a cliff first. I don't know whether we should challenge him, or is this what you would call elder abuse?
Well, funnily enough, that this came in this week because I was listening to you on my way up here. This is elder abuse week, isn't it? Yes, this behaviour is very abusive, and you and your sister should intervene. If you don't tackle him, your brother will continue to take advantage of your silence and your mother's money. 65 years of age is taken as the point beyond which abuse may be considered to be elder abuse. You could get an accountant involved to take a look at your mother's situation and take control, which would mean your brother would have to go begging to him or her, an unbiased third party, for his loan. That might put a stop to his gallop. Maybe before you do this, it's worth looking up www.hse.ie, older people website. Open your eyes to elder abuse. There are different types of elder abuse, which include psychological neglect, discrimination, physical, sexual, emotional, abandonment and self-neglect, and financial and material exploitation. Financial abuse is where an older person feels pressurized to give money to someone else, or where their money is being spent by someone else for things other than their bills, her clothes, her food, and she feels she's lost all control over her money. You could also bring your mother to speak to her GP, public health nurse in the local health centre, or contact, as I say, the HSE. They're open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday 9 to 5. The HSE also has a series of short films called Open Your Eyes to Elder Abuse in Your Community, which you can watch online. They also have a booklet on the same subject. Remember, elder abuse is defined as any act or failure to act which results in a breach of a vulnerable person's human rights. So you and your sister must not be accused of failure to act. If your brother says he cannot afford to pay back the loans he has received from your mother, then your mother's solicitor needs to work out how much he owes, and this money should be deducted from any inheritance your mother may leave him in the future, so that you and your sister are not being done out of your part of your own inheritance. And furthermore, since your mother is worried about her finances, this rolling loan must come to a halt immediately. Right. Immediately.
Put the foot down. God, yeah. It's a dangerous thing.
It's that, a very dangerous. And, you know, they're too frightened to say no because, you know, they feel vulnerable. Yeah. But at least she's got her two daughters looking out for her, but they have to act.
Colm says Tina's a breath of fresh air, particularly in her answer about the tattoo. So there you go. We'll press on quickly. Dear Tina, my 17-year-old daughter recently split from her boyfriend, her first love. They were dating for a year. They split because of time and distance constraints. She was completely heartbroken. She confided in her best girlfriend, who also had a boyfriend until recently, but now tells me that she and this friend are a couple. Maybe I'm old school, but any gay friends I've known said they've always known they were gay and never had a heterosexual relationship. In this day and age, I don't really care whether she's gay or not, so long as she's happy, but I'm wondering if she, and indeed her best friend, are confusing their feelings so as not to be hurt again. She has never given any suggestion. She was interested in girls. We've always been able to be open and honest with each other, so I'm sure she would have mentioned it at some stage before. What do you think?
Well, reading your email, I immediately had the same gut feeling as you. I think, it's not gospel, but, you know, my take on it is I think these two young girls have been very let down and upset by their first serious romances breaking up and have turned to each other at a time of crisis for comfort. It's possibly the first big blow either of them have ever had. Both understood what the other was going through, and therefore, as they were already best friends, this built a bigger bond between them. I'm just wondering if they're at a mixed school or an all-girls school. I'm not saying that having made this decision, your daughter may decide her friend actually is for her, but as I have a sneaking suspicion that these two young ladies have a lot more exploring to do in the dating world with the opposite sex, having both had a preference for boys in the first place. The other thing is, I do remember when my daughter was in her teens, some of her friends decided that they were gay. These young ladies are now happily married with children and, to my knowledge, have never referred or returned to their excursion to the other side. You say you, in your experience, people know from the very beginning whether they're gay or not. I beg to differ. I have known two ladies who, having been married for many years with children and very successful husbands and lifestyles, suddenly divorced their husbands and set up home with the other woman and lived happily ever after. I'm going back a good 30 years now. I think you're handling this perfectly. You're relaxed about the situation. No recriminations or hysteria. Just a genuine care for your daughter's happiness and well-being. The bigger the drama you make it this out to be, the longer and more dramatic the situation will become. Teenage girls are like that. You haven't said whether the other girl's parents are aware of this blossoming romance, and if so, how are they taking the news? I do know even back in the day, kids experimented a lot when they were young teenagers. You couldn't get pregnant with another girl, just something they did, I guess, and probably still do. If it was me, I would just go with the flow. There's not a lot else you can do, but I have a feeling in your daughter's case anyway, since she took the breakup of the romance so badly, once she gets back out there with Christmas parties, etc., her head may easily be turned again if the right guy comes along.
Okay, and it's the season.
It is the season. It's the right time to break up because there's plenty of parties coming up. Don't panic.
Exactly.
Don't panic.
All right, Tina, thank you very much indeed. Great to have you in as always.
Thank you. I look forward to hearing
next week. Tina Kumarianis, ask Tina K at gmail.com for your salute.